This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We've got a great hour lined up for you. He's standing by, the gentleman with more than 25 years of experience helping you out with anything in the realm of oil. He's an oil lubrication specialist for more than 25 years and one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. The CEO of thelubepage.com is standing by, Dan Watson, to take your telephone calls if you have a question of any type whatsoever to do with lubrication, whether it's changing the oil in your car, or whether it's synthetic versus petroleum oil, whether it's something for something non-automotive, a boat or an ATV or a snowblower or whatever, we can help you, and it's 100% free. We've got Mackenzie standing by, ready to take your calls at GCN Network Central. At our regular number, 855-660-4261, or reach out via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, let's go to the guest lines right now and bring forth the man himself, the man that knows more than anybody I know about lubrication. And he's such a great contributor here to the show. Dan Watson, welcome back to Auto World.
Hey, it's good to be here on this fine evening, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. And I'm excited to get some calls going here. And we've got a number of questions that have been emailed to us as well. But let me start out with some news, and it's kind of disturbing news. About substandard synthetic oils. We're still hearing some problems about that. What's the latest, Dan?
Well, Bob, as you know, we've talked about this before, and as a lubrication professional, this stuff just, it both aggravates me and, as they say, breaks my heart to see this kind of stuff being done because there's no need for it. I mean, this is a vibrant industry that produces both petroleum and synthetic lubricants, and the companies are all financially set. They're not, struggling to make it. So it seems to me that it's unnecessary to lower the standard or drop the bar, so to speak, when we're talking about synthetic engine oil. Now, what disturbs me from this past week is I found some of this in my market area here, some synthetic oil that was being sold for prices that, as the old saying is, were just too good to be true.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were just too good to be true because knowing this industry, I know, I have a good idea anyway of what most companies would put into making a reasonable quart of synthetic oil, because you can find the price for the different base stocks that are available. Those come in a report I get called Lube Report. It shows just what they are, what the particular oils are selling for on the wholesale market. So when you have a company that is a blender, in other words, they don't refine their own oil, they're going to have to pay those standard market prices to get those types of products to blend into their finished product. They have to have a base stock and then have to have additives. And when I see oil, finished oil, selling for equal to or less than what I know the base price for the synthetic base stock is, then you know something's afoot.
Yeah.
So you start digging into it and saying, well, what is going on here? Why are they doing this? How can they do this? And what it comes down to, and I'll try my best not to go dumpster diving or you know, hiding down in the weeds. I'll try to keep this at an easy-to-understand discussion. In the world of making oil, base oils that are used in lubricants, the industry has decided that we will have classifications. We call them groups. So there's group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, and group 5. Now, what separates those groups would be what they call purity and a thing called viscosity index. And what viscosity index means is how much the viscosity or the thickness of the oil will change with respect to temperature. So we all know that if I heat up some thick substance like molasses, if it's cold, it really runs, barely moves. But if I heat it hot enough, it starts to flow pretty well. So that's a change in the thickness based on an increase in temperature. So just how stable is the oil? And then the other part is what they call it is how pure it is, and they have another term that's called saturation, but we won't get into that. That's chemical. But anyway, so group one, we used to laugh, and it was the primary source for petroleum base oils for a number of years, and the base thing was that they got all the big chunks out of the refinery, and what was left, they put some additives in it and called it motor oil, okay? It was really about 20 to 30% of it was impurities. It had never been taken out, so they just added enough additives, and you ran it a short period of time and drained it out of your car. But it was not a very pure product. Group two came along, and they started to really enhance the refining process and clean this stuff up and make a better product. And that's why a lot of petroleum oils that we see today perform better than the ones did, 25 years ago, because they primarily use this group two base oil. Now, the next one up would be group three, which for many years was considered to be a pure base oil with a high viscosity index, but it was still considered a petroleum oil. But based on the way that that oil is created in a hydrocracking process, it's called, the powers to be rule that it could be called synthetic. So group three can be synthetic. Group four, these are the chemical-based synthetics, things like almost you could think of them like making liquid plastic for a moment. I mean, these are the olefins and the polyalpha olefins and a bunch of really fancy chemistry names, but these are strictly man-made molecular products. And then group five is for all the other high-performing, like silicon-based and high-performance esters that are above the group four level. So anyway, that's a basic thing. There's four groups that we really worry with. Five is kind of off the top, but the problem comes down to, remember I just said that there's a term here, we're calling it hydrocracking, okay? And there's another term called hydrotreating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to try to, you know, cut the fineness here, but to make people understand, hydrotreating is a process where you use hydrogen in a chemical-type manner to purify the oil. You're having it react and move out impurities, so you end up with a very pure-based petroleum oil. That's hydrotreating. Hydrocracking is where you take that pure hydrotreated oil to another step, and you literally break all the big hydrocarbon molecules into smaller pieces, and then you reform them in the size pieces that you want. So that's a very, very intense procedure to do that. That's called hydrocracking, C-R-A-C-K-I-N-G, not hydrotreating, which is T-R-E-A-T-I-N-G. So two different processes. Well, Bob, what's happening is, right after the break, I'll complete this. It'll make good sense.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, Dan's going to tell us how glorified petroleum is being sold as synthetic and what to look out for. You got to beware, folks, because there's a lot of stuff out there that definitely is not what it's being sold as. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan Around the Bend, 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs. Free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with the CEO of the Lube Page, Dan Watson, who's telling us some disturbing news about some substandard petroleum oil being passed off as synthetic oil. And Dan, again, this is something that we've talked about in the past, but we can't emphasize it enough for folks to buy a quality product and to be on the lookout.
Well, it's one of the things, Bob, that in a show that we do here, this lube hour section that you've so graciously put on the air, is that it needs to benefit our listeners so that they realize they get useful information that they can use and that will help them in the maintenance of their cars and keep these things going. Because, hey, this is Auto World Radio, meaning anybody listening to this show is probably an auto enthusiast, somebody that likes automobiles. So it's important for us to give them information that arms them with the kind of information that they can protect themselves in the marketplace and get the right product. And, you know, I don't care whether it's tires or oil or paint for their car. And I know you've got other shows and the old car guy on and people that they come up with these things and they can ask questions on them. So it's a very informative, service-related type show, and it really helps these people out there that are looking for stuff. So let's get back to this discussion. Back to what I said, hydro-treating versus hydro-cracked. Hydro-cracked, if it's done right, I would give in and say could be called a synthetic oil. At the top end of the hydro-cracking process, it makes a very good product. It doesn't come up as high as the chemical-based synthetics, but it is such an improvement, I can see that. But hydro-treating just purifies the oil. It doesn't do anything to modify the chemistry or the hydrocarbon structure, so I end up with a very pure product. Hey, good. Hydro-treated Group 2 oil is a fine petroleum-based stock, and that's where it ought to stay. But when you start saying that because you're using a hydro-treating process, that now will allow you to call your oil synthetic in the same manner that the hydro-cracking process was called, we have really slid down the slide. I mean, back in 1995, this argument was between Mobil and Castrol on this very topic of what could be called synthetic. Mobil is holding out for what we call, as I explained before, the Group 4 oils, which would be the polyalpha olefins that would be the synthetic hydrocarbons, man-made hydrocarbons that would only be allowed to be used. And that decision was made that, well, no, you could call Group 3, the severely hydrocracked oil, you could call that synthetic also. And they went as far as to say that synthetic was really just a marketing term, not necessarily a chemically defined term. Well, all the lubrication engineers in the country and the chemists, I think their heads almost popped off because it's a well-known chemical definition of synthetic. It's to synthesize two lightweight molecules into a heavyweight lubricating molecule. That's in every lubrication handbook that was out there. But they made this decision anyway, and as Bob, we unfortunately say, money sometimes overrides everything else. So what do we end up with? Okay, Castrol was able to use Group 3 hydrocracked oil and call it full synthetic. But here we are today, with this has slid all the way down to, we're going to use hydro-treated oil, and we're going to call that synthetic, even though on the material safety data sheets that I reviewed, it was strictly called hydro-treated, in parentheses, petroleum oil. And that was on the MSDS sheet for an oil that was being sold and labeled as full synthetic. Not even partial or anything, but full synthetic engine oil. Okay, and its total base was hydro-treated oil. So what I'm trying to tell our listeners out there, because a lot of these terms will confuse them, but if you find synthetic oil that you're paying equal to what you pay for a quality petroleum oil, don't buy it. They can't sell it for that price. Your first antenna goes up and says, wow, this would be like going into the tire store and I found myself a set of four genuine Pirelli radials and they sold them to me for the same price as a set of Cooper HT radials, okay? Well, no, that's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen because it costs more money to make the tire. The tire is a superior made product. You can't sell it for that. So you cannot sell legitimate synthetic engine oil for the same price as petroleum. And people need to understand, it's not that we want you to think that you just have to spend more money for synthetic. I would like you to get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pay the money for it, at least get what you pay for. This stuff that's out there, and I guarantee you, this hydro-treated petroleum that's being sold as synthetic, when you'll get synthetic oil change and somebody's using one of these oils at the wherever the place is getting the oil change, they'll be charging you the same amount as if it was legitimate synthetic. In other words, if they pass it on to you for maybe 50% of the cost of a full synthetic oil, then you can say, well, they're not doing too bad. They're using this lower quality, but they're telling me. No, you'll pay the same price because that's the world we live in. They won't tell you that it's inferior because what they rely on is, well, it says right on the label it's full synthetic, okay? And therein lies the problem. That opportunity shouldn't be there. There shouldn't be any opportunity to label glorified petroleum as full synthetic engine oil. But unfortunately, the consumer has really taken the back seat here to the profit making in the business. So, you know, as a professional in this business, that's what breaks my heart, is the fact that I have to tell the consumer out there that there's a huge, huge bait and switch going on in the lubrication industry of telling you you're buying synthetic because you're thinking of like Mobil 1, Amsoil, or even, you know, Castrol, Syntec, high-performance synthetics, and you're buying this stuff that's called synthetic, made by XYZ company. They just simply have it blended with this hydro-treated base, and then they undersell everybody in the market, and all of a sudden the oil change places, they don't know any different, so they're buying this substandard stuff. And where's the Consumer Protection Agency? I guess they're off fishing or something because they don't pay any attention to this stuff. Nothing happens, and it just goes on. So my word to the wise, to our listeners, is the first thing you look for is price, really. And if you see it priced too low, just stay away from it. Or just go buy some good petroleum, because that's what it is. It's not priced right. It's probably nothing even close to synthetic. And recognize that they're not committing a legal fraud on you, because when they opened up that synthetic was a marketing term, they destroyed the market when they said that. Because what that meant was when people decided to sell something that wasn't truly a chemical synthetic, they could get away with it because synthetic's only a marketing term. So they didn't mislabel the bottle. They just labeled it synthetic. And synthetic could be anything from, I guess, molasses to water. So anyway, that's my railing for tonight. We'll get on to the questions after the break.
All right, sounds great. We're going to have more with Dan Watson from the Lube page straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells CBS's Face the Nation that former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe and others at the Bureau should be ashamed for damaging the organization's reputation with their actions surrounding the 2016 election.
They hurt the FBI badly for that, all of them. Not just Mr. McCabe, but all of them. We should hang their head in shame.
Kennedy says McCabe was fortunate that he was only fired, not prosecuted for perjury. Washington State Governor and 2020 presidential hopeful Jay Inslee was on CNN's State of the Union to talk about climate change.
We are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation that can do something about it. And we've got one shot, and that's the next administration. We have to have this be the primary, first, foremost, and paramount duty of the next administration, because the world's on fire, and we've got to act, and we've got a climate denier in the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us today here on Auto World. Dan Watson is with us, and that means we've got plenty of questions, and we have an opportunity for you folks to be a part of the live broadcast as well, just by dialing into 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you'd like to send us an email, that's fine, bob@autoworldradio.com, Dan Watson at theloopage.com. Got a question here from Eddie in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he has written us a note. Dan, it's, I have used Amsoil PI for years, and I have found that it will not really help with the cleaning of the valves in a direct injected engine. Is this true?
Well, yes, and here's the reason. I think we've been over this, but it's always good to restated is that in a direct injected engine, it means just that. There is an injector that is physically located in the cylinder. That means that when the piston is coming up on the compression stroke, we will get a shot of fuel into that air that's in the cylinder. And that's how we're going to have our gas-air mixture, so that when the spark plug sparks, it sets it off, and that expanding gas ball pushes that piston down, okay? Now, excuse me, in other situations that are not direct injected, they're indirect, meaning the injector sits in the intake manifold, meaning that the air coming from the breather coming in that intake manifold, I will use my injector to inject some fuel into that airstream. And then that fuel-air mixture comes down, the intake valve opens, it comes in around the intake valve into the cylinder, the intake valve closes, the piston comes up, compresses the air, the spark plug hits it, and bang, we have power again. Two different methods of delivering the fuel into the cylinder. One is direct, one is indirect up in the manifold. Now, if I put a cleaner, like our performance improver, in the gasoline, if that gasoline comes in through the airstream, as I said, with the indirect injection, multi-port fuel injected, okay, what happens is that now I got a fuel-air mixture that comes in, and when that, you have to know, folks, what a valve looks like. It looks like a round little device with a stem that sticks up right out of the middle going up. Well, that stem is pushed down to form an opening in the top of the cylinder. So that fuel-air mixture comes down, and it's going to come in through the seat of that valve and all across the backside of the valve itself. So if I've got a cleaner in there, I'm cleaning the valve and I'm cleaning the back seat, and that's typically what happens in all of our multi-port fuel-injected engines. But when you do direct injection, I inject the fuel directly into the cylinder. No fuel comes in through the airstream, so there's no way to get any cleaner on the backside of the intake valve. So there's no way to clean it. So in a direct injected engine, the performance improver or a product like that, our product, it will clean the top of the piston. It will clean things in the cylinder, but it can't do anything with the backside of that intake valve because it never gets to touch it. So that's the difference, and you have to understand that, is that you're not going to be able to clean the back seat of the intake valve. Now, in those direct injected vehicles, what they have is kind of a system where after 80 to 100,000 miles, little cough, 80 to 100,000 miles, usually they want you to bring that vehicle in or take it to a specialty place where they have a system they hook up on the intake side of the engine, and they actually clean those valves. But that's all you can do. You can't clean it with any kind of fuel additive because the fuel mixture never touches the backseat of that valve. So to Eddie, the truth is it will not clean the backseat of a direct injected engine. And I've had this question several times, but that's just the fact of life.
Absolutely. Got a question here from George in Ocala, Florida. He writes, "Hi, Dan. Could you please tell me if a standard oil filter is okay to use with AMSOIL 0W20? I drive a 2013 Grand Caravan with a 3.6-liter flex fuel engine. What do you think about that standard oil filter, Dan?"
Well, standard oil filter can always be used. I mean, the AMSOIL isn't... What it's doing isn't dependent upon what type of filter you use, but what is dependent on what type of filter you use is whether you're getting any filtration. So we recommend that you use a quality engine oil filter, and if you're using a standard, not an AMSOIL filter, then your change interval for that filter needs to be on what is recommended by the filter company. If the filter company says that filter will go 7,500 miles, then that's when you need to change the filter. If the filter company says no, you can go 10,000 or even 15,000, then you change it there. Because the oil we have in our what we call XL oil, that's good for 1 year, 12,000 miles. Our Signature Series premium oil is good for 1 year, 25,000 miles. Now, remember that 1 year is a factor. You can't just take 2 years to do 25,000 miles. You got to change it 1 year or 25,000, 1 year or 12,000. So if you run a filter that is a low-quality filter, you're going to have to change that filter probably at 6,000, 7,500 miles as far as it's going to go. So you could change the filter to the midpoint, top it off with oil, and then change all your oil and filter at 12,000 with the XL. Or you could change the filter two or three times with the 25,000-mile oil, unless you're using a good enough filter to go at least 12,000, then you do a midpoint change. But if you use the AMSOIL filters, Most of them will go 25,000, but a bunch of the really small filters are designed for 15,000 miles of use. So, yeah, you can use any filter. It just changes when you have to deal with that filter. That filter is only going to be recommended for the number of miles that the filter manufacturer will stand by. And that's usually not going to be as many as you would hope for. And the other thing is, with the AMSOIL filters, they're very, very highly efficient filters. They're like 99% efficient at 15 microns. So, I mean, they're just a terrific filter. So, you know, they're going to cost you more money, but they're going to go usually twice to three times as long as a normal filter. So, that's all I got to say about that one, Bob.
Perfect. And speaking of filters, we got a question from Peter in New Hampshire, listening on our station there, WCCM. And he has, believe it or not, an oil filter question. He wants to know about the variety of choices within the AMSOIL brand as far as oil filters are concerned.
Well, AMSOIL sells two lines of filters. One are labeled AMSOIL. These are our top-of-the-line filters that are made specifically by two AMSOIL specifications, which are very high. These are high synthetic medium for the filtration medium that's in the filter. They've got high-quality backflow preventers, relief valves in case the filter gets clogged, all the kind of things you'd want in a premium filter. The second line of filters that AMSOIL offers are the Wix filters. And people might ask, well, why do you offer Wix? Well, because, quite frankly, we don't make a filter in the AMSOIL line for every vehicle out there. There's just too many, and unless you can sell a few thousand of each one of those unique filters that don't maybe in a unique line of cars, it's too much money to have that manufactured. You lose your economy of scale. So the Wix line are really good filters that, in general, you can run them for 10,000 miles or so. So they are a good quality filter, and that's the second line sold by AMSOIL.
Terrific.
I hear the brake coming, so I'll just be quiet.
All right, we'll take a quick pit stop and then more on the other side. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Welcome back. Dan Watts is with us from BlueBage.com, and that means it's your opportunity to get in with a question via email or live at 855-660-4261, and we would... We'll put you ahead of the ones that we have in email form here if you call us in live at 855-660-4261. Before that hard network break, we were wrapping up about a question we got about oil filters. So are we pretty much all set with the oil filters, Dan?
I think so. I just emphasize again that AMSOIL, the question was, what are the divisions of AMSOIL filters? We sell AMSOIL premium filters manufactured to AMSOIL specifications. And then as a backup line, we are a master distributor for Wix filters to cover all those areas that we can't possibly have a filter for every car. It's just, you know, and Wix is a huge manufacturer, so they have enough filters to cover all those vacant spots that we don't have one.
Very good. Got a question here. She didn't want to go on the air, but Loretta called in from Alabama, listening on WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and she wants to know about AMSOIL. She says she's new to the program. It's her first time hearing you, Dan, and you've got her interested in saving money and reducing the number of times that she has to go to the local lube guy or local dealership
for
a change. So tell Loretta about the advantages of AMSOIL.
Well, when you go to a synthetic engine oil, as we discussed earlier, you would like to know that you're getting the real McCoy and a high-quality synthetic engine oil, and that's what you get from AMSOIL. I mean, if you look at AMSOIL's prices, obviously they're not giving the product away. There's prices on it that are commensurate with the fact that it's a high-quality product. And from AMSOIL, the whole philosophy is that there is a large enough market of people who want premium quality products and don't back up one bit on quality, and you'll find plenty of people that'll keep you in business. You don't have to sell your quality and start dropping your price to stay in business. And that's been working since 1971 as the company continues to grow, because there are lots of people out there who, as long as they can be sure they get the quality they're asking for, they're willing to pay for it. Now, what makes them burn you up is if you pay for something and don't get it. Okay, that's just unsad. Now, AMSOIL, the reason it is affordable is because you can choose one of our long drain oils. Our mid-range one is our 12,000 miles or 1 year, and our high mileage one would be our premium signature series, which is good for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. So this oil, if you just, I mean, just a simple analysis says that if I had to pay $35 an oil change for a quality petroleum oil change, and I did that every 4,000 miles, well, if I went 12,000 miles with our XL oil, that would be three times that. So you'd have paid $105 for those three oil changes. But what if I got an XL oil change for, I don't know, $69 or $79? It was good for the year. Then I got the better lubricant and paid less money for it for the year. Mm-hmm. It's even more emphasized if you're a high mileage person and you say, well, I've got to go 24,000 miles, and if I went on 4,000 mile oil changes, that'd be six oil changes, and six times 35 would be $210 I spent on oil changes. Or I could get one AMSOIL Signature Series maybe for $99 or maybe $110, whatever the place would be charging, and I get a superior product. It's a higher quality lubricant, and I get it for half price driving the same thing. Mm-hmm. So these are not hard factors to understand, but AMSOIL is the rare bird out there because we have a warranted extended drain. We don't leave you out in a lurch. We actually stand behind with the warranty on this oil for these longer drain intervals. So, and how can AMSOIL do that? Because we make real synthetic oil. We don't make that stuff I was talking about that's too good to be true. And when you make real quality stuff, you can have a warranty and stand behind it because it doesn't cost you anything, because it does everything it's supposed to do, and people are happy customers and they keep coming back over and over again. Now, to find synthetic in Loretta's area, I will tell her that if she will go on the lube page, or if she'll drop me an email to danwatson@thelubepage.com, then I can get back to her and we can find her either a source, or we can have it sent to her freight free, no shipping cost, right to her doorstep, so that she can get the oil she wants to use. And I know she's like any of the ladies in my family. None of them like going anywhere where they have to deal with mechanics, because they get there's such an arrogance and a downcast on women that they don't like going anywhere where they have to take their car for service. They hate doing it.
That's very true. And the other option as well, Dan, is you answer your phone, and sometimes it might take you a day or so to get back because you get a lot of messages, but Loretta could just give you a call as well.
Oh, yes. Just call me at 800-370-2986, and you will get me to call you back. I mean, you can't imagine with this being a nationwide radio show and all the other stuff going on just how much I'm on the phone any given day, but I have yet to fail to return a call. They all get returned. Take me 24 hours, but they all get returned.
Excellent. Got a question from Juan in New York, and Juan's writing about a manual transmission. He has a manual transmission that calls for GL4 gear lube. I can't find GL4. Can I use the GL5 that's more easier to find?
You know, you've heard, Bob, we've been doing this a while. We've heard this question before, but it is so important because a lot of people don't understand what he's talking about. But when you have certain transmissions, all these gear lubes are rated for GL 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And these are severe duty ratings, okay? And the GL 5 gear lube is in the differential of your car, your truck, whatever, under extreme duty there to do that. Now, the GL 4 says, hey, wait a minute, it's not quite as extreme. The gear set's a little different. But the other part about the GL4 gear loops and transmissions have synchronizers, folks. You know, for those of us that go back many years ago, I remember driving an old Scout job I had working in an orange grove thing when I was a kid, and you had to double clutch it to shift it because it didn't have any synchronizers.
Oh, sure.
You remember that stuff, Bob?
Yeah.
So anyway, synchronizers are a great thing. They allow you to push that clutch in and easily move that manual transmission into the next gear. So synchronizers are little devices that float between the gears and allow the gears to line up before they push into place. And they can be made from some different materials, but a lot of times they're made from what we call a yellow metal substance, some type of brass combination. Now, gear lubes have an extreme pressure additive, which is sulfur-based. Sulfur, it's called a sulfur and molybdenum put together, okay, molybdenum disulfide. But that sulfur, if it breaks loose from that moly, it will be attracted to that brass and it will dissolve it.
Mm.
So GL5 is heavily fortified with molybdenum disulfide. GL4 is not. GL4 is called yellow metal compatible. It can be used in brass systems. So you got yourself a really good transmission with a set of brass synchronizers in it. You put GL5 in it, and under some high-performance conditions, you get the temperatures up in that transmission high enough to break that sulfur loose. It's going to dissolve those, start dissolving anyway, or mess up those synchronizers, and you won't be having a nice, smooth synchronization anymore, and that's going to be a real pain. So if it calls for GL4, use GL4. Now, I know it's hard to find, but I'll tell you where it's not hard to find. All you got to do is go to thelubepage.com, or you got to call me or email me, because AMSL specifically makes GL4 gear lube to cover this application. And when other companies discontinued the GL4 ratings and products, AMSL just stepped in and started making more of it, because it's a legitimate call in the industry out there. And a lot of people, a lot of companies ignored it because they didn't think the demand would be high enough, and they thought it'd be just use the GL5. But you risk using the GL5 damage to your synchronizers. Do not do that.
Yeah, that sounds like big trouble, and that's really good advice, Dan, as usual. Once again, give out your telephone number if folks would like to call on you personally.
It's 800-370-2986.
And Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. Thank you, Dan, for all your great expertise.
See you next time, Bob.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.